This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says that Guatemala is signing an agreement to restrict asylum applications to the U.S. from Central America. AP's Ed Donahue has the details.
President Trump says this agreement sends a clear message to human smugglers and traffickers.
Your day is over, and we're investing in the future of Guatemala.
This requires migrants, including Salvadorans and Hondurans, who cross into Guatemala on their way to the U.S. to apply for protections in Guatemala instead of at the U.S. border.
We'll protect the rights of those with legitimate claims, and we'll end the widespread abuse of the system and the crippling crisis on our border.
The president says this could be done much easier if there was cooperation from Democrats.
We have absolutely no cooperation.
President Trump threatened to place tariffs on Guatemala if it didn't reach a deal. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court Friday handed President Trump a victory by letting his administration redirect $2.5 billion in money approved by Congress for the Pentagon to help build his promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Supreme Court announced the White House can go forward with plans to use military funds for the wall, and it will lift a freeze on $2.5 billion that was put in place by a lower court in May. This ruling means the Trump administration can tap the funds and begin work on four contracts that it's already awarded. Four of the court's liberal justices were against the start of construction, set to begin to replace existing sections of barrier in Arizona, California, and New Mexico with more robust fencing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The number of U.S. military personnel taken into custody in connection with an alleged human smuggling operation in Southern California is now 18, up from 16. A spokesman for the NCIS said Friday investigators apprehended a total of 18 Marines. This is VOA News. American consumers sharply stepped up their spending last quarter, but the economy slowed down. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The economy grew at a 2.1% annual rate from April to June, down a full point from the first quarter, due in part to a growing trade deficit. Most analysts think it could slow through the rest of the year. The Fed's expected to cut interest rates next week for the first time in a decade. President Trump and top White House economist Larry Kudlow have been touting 3% growth and are blaming Fed rate hikes for slower growth.
In some sense, it's a miracle we've done as well as we've done.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blames what she calls the president's tax cut scam.
It hasn't produced the revenue.
Analysts say the tax cut's benefits are largely played out. Sagar Magani at the White House.
An earthquake and aftershock struck islands off the north of the Philippines Saturday, killing 8 people and injuring 60, according to disaster officials. An initial quake of magnitude 5.4 that struck the islands was followed shortly by an aftershock of magnitude 5.9, according to Philippine government data. Another big aftershock struck a little time later. The first quake killed 5 people, while 3 people were killed in the aftershocks. More than 1,000 black-clad pro-democracy protesters staged a peaceful sit-in in Hong Kong's International Airport Friday, greeting incoming visitors with warning signs and simplified Chinese, English, German, and other languages. Sparked by the now-suspended extradition bill, the activists' demands have since expanded to encompass calls for direct election of leaders and an investigation into alleged excessive use of force by police. Though embattled Chief Executive Carrie Lam has called the extradition bill dead, protesters continue to demand its full withdrawal. Activists covered themselves in sticky notes layered with pro-democracy slogans, making themselves into human linen walls as they sang a protest anthem from the hit musical Les Miserables. An earthquake again, an aftershock struck islands off the north of the Philippines on Saturday. Right now, 8 people are said to have been killed, more have been injured. The National Disaster Agency said an initial quake of magnitude 5.4 was followed shortly by an aftershock of a magnitude 5.9, according to Philippine government data. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Bet best music. Today, the voice.